This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Funeral services continue in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 students and two teachers killed in a teenage gunman's rampage at the Robb Elementary School. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The hearses crawl by, some black, some silver, and even white, and in a pair Friday for cousins. Families of two more having funerals Saturday, McKenna Lee Elrod and Rogelio Fernandez Torres. McKenna's family says she wrote notes to them, hiding them so they could be found later. A light to all who knew her, who loved to feed animals on the family's ranch. While a school bus driver remembers Rogelio asking to sit in the back, because that's where the visiting happens. In an obituary, his family describes Rogelio as outgoing and always eager to help, with a smile on his face. I'm Ben Thomas.
The mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are again putting the focus on gun control measures, such as waiting periods to buy firearms. Advocates say such measures can provide authorities with time to complete background checks and create a cooling-off period for people who might pose an imminent danger. The gunman who killed his surgeon, another doctor, and two others this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bought an AR-style rifle hours before the shooting. Just 9 states and Washington, D.C. have explicit waiting periods before people can purchase at least some types of firearms. Gun rights advocates say such laws hinder people who seek guns to protect themselves. The White House says a small private airplane mistakenly entered restricted airspace near President Joe Biden's vacation home Saturday. Officials say there was no threat to Biden or his family, and they later returned to the home. This is VOA News. In a regular intelligence update Saturday, Britain's defense ministry said Russian air activity remains high over Ukraine's Donbas region, with Russian aircraft conducting strikes using both guided and unguided munitions. The ministry said Russia has restricted its air activity to deep strikes using air and surface-launched cruise missiles to disrupt Ukrainian troop and supply movement. But it added these have had no meaningful impact on the conflict, and Russian stocks of precision-guided missiles are likely depleted. British intelligence estimates that Russia now controls more than 90% of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine and is likely to gain complete control of the region in the next 2 weeks. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday accused the enemy, a reference mainly to the United States, of seeking to use protests to weaken the Islamic Republic. In the last few weeks, several Iranian cities have seen demonstrations against the rising cost of living and corruption. The May 23rd collapse of a building under construction in the southwestern city of Abadan has sparked protests demanding that so-called incompetent officials be executed after the tragedy killed at least 37 people. Iran has witnessed waves of protests over living conditions in recent years, most notably in 2019 after an unannounced fuel price hike. In Britain, Jubilee festivities will be capped off with a pageant outside Buckingham Palace, where a celebration of Britain's diversity and the Commonwealth will be on display in celebration of Queen Elizabeth II's 70 years on the throne. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Designer Clary Salendi is busy preparing a dozen giraffe and zebra heads that will be part of the diversity display at the Jubilee pageant. Salendi and her team have created a playful reimagining of the setting where the young Princess Elizabeth learnt she was queen in 1952 while on a wildlife expedition in Kenya.
I kind of felt that there was something lovely about the queen becoming the Queen of England, but not while she was in England. To me, that says something about what her role in the world means.
The designer hopes the display and the performers will spark joy in the Jubilee audiences.
When you see it, you should go, wow, you know, it's just, that's amazing. You should be lifting your spirit. We're going to lift people out of COVID and take them forward.
That message will be delivered by a group of 250 artists and performers from the African Caribbean community, which was particularly hit hard by the pandemic and is now being squeezed by the cost of living crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia on Saturday welcomed its first batch of pilgrims from outside the country since before the coronavirus pandemic, which prompted authorities to sharply restrict